Today is Tuesday, September 29th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So yesterday I was wrapping up the birthday day, and I ran out of time towards the end, so I'll just say our day on Sunday was filled with things that Mark wanted to do, and he basically wanted to go look at plants, and he wanted to do a little home shopping. So I did buy a few little knickknacks for my shelf. So I have a shelf that I use as a wall. So any of you who've seen me on video in my new studio, I set my audio studio in a little nook there's a word for it, I think, but it's a bonus room upstairs, and there's a little bit that juts out over the roof line I don't know what to call it, but there's a window and there's a little extra piece of the roof. And it's only about maybe 10 by 10, probably less than that, square, that just kind of juts out from the room. The rest of the room is, you know, off. Like if it was a bedroom, you might put your bed in this little section and then have like a sitting area in the other section. So I have some shelves that I stacked up and created a faux wall behind me to kind of block off the studio part of the room with the rest of the room. And if I ever do video again, you know, I'll probably use the rest of the room as a video backdrop if I'm wanting to do something like standing or, I don't know, anything I might do video. However, that being said, the other side of that shelf that is the actual shelves, because the back of the shelves are facing me, and I've got some soundproofing foam on them to make them look nicer, but to also help with my audio, because this is like a recording studio. But the other side is the actual shelves, and I don't really have much on them at the moment. And we were at this at-home store, and I found these. They're the vases that are made out of wrapped bamboo, but then they put like this lacquer on the outside of them, and they paint them, you know, they might be gray or white or red or, you know, something like that. And I bought like a gray and a white and an off-white because I thought the colors looked good together. And then I put them in various places on the shelf. And Mark bought some pots for the plants that he had gotten. And I don't know, I bought some poopery. It's that, and I haven't even tried it yet. And it was one of those items that's, you're in the line waiting to check out. And the line was incredibly long for whatever reason on Sunday. And they have those, TJ Maxx does the same thing. They literally have a tunnel of as seen on TV products, basically. Every snack item that you know, like these gourmet almonds covered with like pomegranate juice or whatever, you know, they have all this weird stuff. And it's like a 10 foot long corridor that you have to go through before you actually get to the cash register. And if you're a weak-minded person like me, you're going to find something that you want. And Mark kept saying, don't look, just don't look, just look at me, talk to me, don't look, because you're going to buy something. But I will say that there's no good way when you're in a bathroom and you need to poo to make it not smell. But I have heard on various TV shows and stuff that poopery stuff works a little bit because it basically puts a film on top of the water. You spray it on the water before you go, and then when you go, it like traps the odor. I don't know if it works, but it wasn't very expensive. It was there. I've been wanting to try it. So I bought a little spray thing of poopery. I'm going to try it, and I'll let everyone know. But I told Mark, you know, once you're in the bathroom with your own filth for a while, you really can't smell it as much. So I told him he may have to test it out for me. I may have to go in, use the product, do my business, and then have him immediately go in behind me and take a good sniff and see if it works or not, you know? Because we got to do some product testing here. Anyway, I bought it. It was an impulse buy. It's a stupid thing. And we came home. We picked up Sydney because we had left her at my parents' house. And we came home. And she went for the walk with us. So when we went around the the little lake area, the pond, walking trail. We took Sydney with us so she could do her business and everything. And then we came back, and luckily we got back about 10 minutes before it started pouring down rain, and it rained like all night Sunday night. And then we caught up on Big Brother, and we ordered from a Japanese steakhouse for dinner. We did end up having it delivered because I just didn't want to drive, and he did get sushi, but I think it turned out fine. I got some hibachi grilled noodles with steak and Korean spicy pork, and it was really good. It was really good. We got some crab rangoon and some gyoza, and all of that was really good, and that was his dinner. And we had so much cake left over from the night before, and so we had that for dessert and watched Big Brother, and that was about it. And then yesterday, Mark had a root canal, and I've never had a root canal. I had braces when I was a kid, and I actually have had my wisdom teeth cut out. And that was a surgery, like, because my wisdom teeth had not come in yet. So they actually have to, like, you know, I guess cut open. Sorry if anyone is squeamish or, you know, gets queasy. Is that even a word? I don't know. Anyway, regardless, if you're squeamish, I apologize. But they have to actually cut your gums open and, like, dig down in there. And because the wisdom teeth had not actually come up through my gums. And so they had to, you know, cut them out. But the thing about that is, it's like a surgery. So they totally put me out, and I didn't know what was going on. They could have, you know, they could have molested me. I would have no idea. The doctor actually joked that everything went fine, except that he had to put his foot on my forehead to get enough leverage to pull out my wisdom tooth. I have no idea if that's true or not, but that's what he said. But I have no experience, you know, braces and wisdom tooth surgery. I have no experience with a root canal, but you always hear that root canals are horrible. Like when you watch on TV shows and stuff and they tell somebody they've got to have a root canal and they're in all this pain. So Mark goes, but they tell him you won't need, you know, and I don't know, maybe that's in the old days, root canals were horrible. And now modern medicine, you know, it's no big deal. But they told him, they're like, you'll be able to drive, no problem. You know, you don't need anyone to come with you. And because of COVID, like, if you brought anyone with you, they can't come into the waiting room or anything like that. So, and I had a big meeting with a couple of managers yesterday afternoon, so I really couldn't go. But I told him, you know, text me if you end up being, I don't know, unable to drive. So he texted me around 5. His root canal was supposed to be around 3. He texted me at 5 and sent me a picture. And one side of his mouth looked like he was paralyzed, like he'd had a stroke. But they didn't, you know, they don't put you to sleep. He's awake the whole time. He said he could see them drilling into his tooth and in the little mirror above his head. I asked him if any smoke came up, because a lot of times when they drill on your teeth, like, it'll smoke and you'll smell that kind of tooth burning kind of smell, and it's horrible. And he said no. Anyway, so bottom line is, they gave him a tramadol prescription for pain, but she said you may not need it, so you should just see how much pain you have and just take Tylenol or Advil or something. And if it's really bad, you can take the tramadol, because, you know, they don't want you to get addicted to prescription painkillers. And he's like, why would I get addicted to a painkiller? Like, what would... And I said, because they make you feel all warm and fuzzy and super good. And it'll be like the best feeling that you've ever had in your life. And then you'll want to have that again and again and again. And if you keep taking it, then your body will get... Anyway, I'm like, trust me. Because let me tell you, when I was in college, I had a really bad cough. Like a really bad cough. I don't know if it was a cold or flu or... I'm not sure what it was, but I went to the doctor for it, and they prescribed me a cough medicine that had hydrocodone in it. Man, I took that stuff. I felt like someone had wrapped a blanket around me, and like I was floating. And I've never taken drugs. Like, I mean, other than, I mean, I'm not a drug taker. Like, I drink alcohol on occasion, and I've had a pot gummy, you know, like once. But this hydrocodone, man, I felt like I was floating around with a warm blanket on. It felt so good. And I'm not an addictive person. Like, I don't, other than fast food, which is like my Achilles heel. And so, you know, I don't really like alcohol, no big deal. I can drink occasionally and, you know, I don't feel like I need it. But I feel like if I had taken anything with hydrocodone in it for a length of time, I would start craving that floaty sort of warm feeling, that utopic, I don't know if that's a word, but I've said that twice in this utopic feeling. It feels right. Anyway, so he hasn't, but today I talked to him and he said he doesn't have any pain at all. And he didn't even have to take any Tylenol or anything. So I don't know. His tooth was already dead before they started, I guess. And yeah, so that was the weekend and the root canal. I recorded Butt First last night. And I did today. I took a little break from work because I had a meeting from 5 to 6. So I spent about a half an hour sending out all the Amazon gift cards and cash for the Pride 48 prizes. So if you won one, you should be getting your prize soon in the email. In the email. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.